From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 17th. Brock here, June 17th. Game day. Five stories worth your 8 minutes. First one's a story. Let's get into it. First, from Awful Announcing. Cape Verde goalkeeper Vozinha adds 7 million Instagram followers overnight. If you ever questioned the power and popularity of soccer as the world's game, the story of Cape Verde goalkeeper Vozinha should put all doubts to rest. The 40-year-old goalkeeper was the unlikeliest of World Cup cult heroes, with a remarkable performance that led the tiny island nation to a heroic 0-0 draw with Spain in their matchup in Atlanta. Next, second, from Awful Announcing. U.S. Ryder Cup team hires Golf Media's Justin Ray to lead analytics department. Jim Furyk found his new analytics team, and it includes one of Golf Media's most recognizable stats voices. The U.S. Ryder Cup team has hired Justin Ray and Hunter Stewart to lead its data analytics operation ahead of the 2027 matches at Adair Manor, according to Golf Week, replacing Scouts Consulting Group, which had supported U.S. teams across international competitions since 2016. Ray currently writes for The Athletic and serves as head of content for 21st Group, a sports intelligence agency that works with players, broadcasters, manufacturers, and media. Up next. Third, from Awful Announcing. Mike Brown embarrasses Knicks stars on Tonight Show with "Who Let the Dogs Out" chant. There are a ton of interesting subplots to enjoy, with the New York Knicks winning their first NBA championship in over 50 years. And Mike Brown's love of the 2000 cult hit "Who Let the Dogs Out" by Baha Men is one of the most entertaining. Or if you're one of his star players, embarrassing. The Knicks have been on a media tour like none other in the days since lifting the Larry O'Brien trophy. And on Monday night, it led them to The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. And then, fourth, from Awful Announcing. Karl Anthony Towns says fiancé Jordan Woods didn't like James Dolan's no-sex plea. Karl Anthony Towns didn't say whether he took James Dolan's advice to abstain from sex during the playoffs, but his fiancé, Jordan Woods, didn't love the idea. As the Knicks embarked on their quest for a championship before the playoffs began, in April, Dolan gathered the team for an impassioned speech about the importance of making sacrifices for 10 weeks to grab this opportunity in front of them. Now that the Knicks have won their first championship in 53 years, the Roommates show, hosted by Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart, has released the full 15-minute video of Dolan's speech. Next, fifth, from Awful Announcing. Shannon Sharp suggests Michelle Obama should sue Josh Hokett for defamation. Unsurprisingly, the UFC event at the White House caused a totally unnecessary and disgusting firestorm thanks to controversial comments from fighter Josh Hokett about former First Lady Michelle Obama. In spite of cries from conservatives to keep politics out of sport, there was Dana White and Donald Trump walking side by side out of the Oval Office to a specially made arena on the White House lawn to host a UFC fight card on Paramount Plus that was part sporting event and part political rally. But while it was touted as a pure celebration of Americana, that train was derailed when Hokeet spoke to Joe Up Next. Sixth, from Awful Announcing, ESPN ABC secures most watched NBA finals since 1998. For Knicks win. The New York Knicks' first championship in 53 years provided ESPN the most watched NBA finals since 1998. Saturday's title-clinching Game 5 between the Knicks and San Antonio Spurs averaged 24.5 million viewers on ABC, good for the most watched NBA game since Game 7 of the 2016 NBA Finals between the Cleveland Cavaliers and Golden State Warriors, 31.0 million viewers. And then, seventh, from awful announcing. Thierry Henry didn't like Landon Donovan calling France arrogant during World Cup opener. Fox's World Cup coverage has added some international star power this year, meaning viewers got the unique opportunity to hear directly from French national team legend Thierry Henry at halftime of the squad's opener against Senegal on Tuesday. With the match tied 0-0, Henry didn't have much to celebrate. Next, 8th, from awful announcing. ESPN re-signs veteran investigative reporter Don Van Natta Jr.